I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the podcast. Ray Rice cut from the Ravens after the video of him beating his fiance comes out, raising serious questions about what authorities and the NFL knew back when all this happened and how hard they tried to find out. Let's get started. The original images were shocking enough. Baltimore Ravens star running back Ray Rice dragging the unconscious body of his fiance from an elevator at the Atlantic City Casino. The fiance he beat into unconsciousness. The second shock, no jail time and just a 2-game suspension from the league. Tonight, though, that suspension is now indefinite. His employment with the Ravens terminated, and here is the reason why. You can now see the entire scene, including from inside that elevator, of the moment that Ray Rice battered the woman who would later become his wife. Raw domestic violence caught on camera. Just minutes ago, Ravens head coach John Harbaugh spoke to reporters about the newly public video.
It's something we saw for the first time today, you know, all of us. And it changed things, of course. You know, it made things a little bit different.
John, did he mislead you? Were you misled in any way? Because you stood up here and defended the guy, and now you see the video and make this decision.
You know, I don't want to get into all that. I don't think of it that way. You know, everything I said in terms of what I believe, I stand behind. I believe that still, and I'll always believe those things, and we'll always stand in support of them as a couple. And that's not going to change.
Rachel Nichols joins us now, along with former Buffalo Bill and Atlanta Falcon linebacker Coy Wire. Also CNN legal analyst Jeffrey Toobin and Sonny Hostin, both former federal prosecutors. Rachel, it is disconcerting that it took this video. I mean, they had seen him dragging his limp, unconscious wife,
right,
or fiance out, dropping her on her face. Why? Seeing the video, why did that make a difference?
Yeah, a lot of people have been asking that question even before this morning. It's disconcerting, of course, that they apparently didn't look very hard for the video. Let's say we believe them, and there are people who don't believe them that they didn't see it until
this
morning.
Had been some reporting that maybe some folks there at the NFL had seen the video.
Exactly. But let's say that you're going to believe them. What do you mean you asked for it and you didn't get it? This is the NFL, one of the most powerful businesses in the country. TMZ obtained the video. You should be able to also obtain the video.
The NFL, by the way, have their own security personnel who have law enforcement connections. I find it hard to believe any
draft pick that they want. They can do that for their own purposes, but they can't find this video. This was a huge falling down on the job. And it's really only the outcry in the American public and TMZ, the unmasker of Donald Sterling, by the way, who did this. And maybe it is similar to the Sterling case. We saw with Sterling so many other cases of accused racial discrimination, but it wasn't until we heard it with our own ears that people got so viscerally upset. And now that they're seeing this as well, it's caused the same reaction. It makes you think whether you need to be a little bit more careful before you even see this kind of evidence.
Coy, some players have spoken out today saying that Ray Rice needs to be gone. You said he needs to be banned. Are you surprised that Moore didn't speak out before they saw this video?
I think many have spoken out on social media. I've talked to many current players who are livid that they are now associated with Ray Rice and his actions. Even former players who are part of the NFL fraternity for a lifetime are not happy about being associated with that type of action. Abusing women is wrong. An example needs to be made of Ray Rice.